Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Hollins, our good buddy, former NBA player, analyst, ESPN, part of the Big Three as well. What up, Ryan? How you doing, buddy? What's going on,
what
man?
What's going on, fellas?
Yo, Ryan Hollins.
Hey, Ryan.
Ryan, you high today or no?
Don't Aaron Gordon it.
Oh, man.
Hey,
oh,
Ryan,
man.
BT and I just had this discussion about what the Houston Rockets are doing, which is playing basketball in 2020 in the
in
NBA.
1956.
Without a center. They don't have anybody over 6'8". I mean, it's crazy. Can that work? I mean, I know it's like Mike D'Antoni just doubling down. We're going to shoot threes and you score at the rim. We're going to have all kinds of space. Is that going to work?
There's a possibility that it could.
See? Told you, BT.
Let him finish. No way. Go ahead.
Why do I say that? One of the most dangerous things is that the Golden State was able to do is they went small, they spread the court. Now, if you're going to copy Golden State, that's not Golden State's personnel, but Golden State no longer lasts in the league. And if you're playing against the Lakers or the Clippers, you don't have Kawhi Leonard, you don't have LeBron James, you got to throw in a curveball. And if you can get James Harden cooking in the postseason the way he cooks in the regular season, I've got to throw a double at him to slow him down. With no center on the floor, there's nowhere that I can double from.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Tyson Chandler is still on that lineup.
Yeah,
so
true.
If you need to come in with a center, they can do it. But ultimately, this is doubling down on James Harden because with no center, it's no rebounds, baby.
Which means you better hit a little more than 34% of your shots, which is what he drained in January. Listen, he is. We've been watching. You've been playing for a long time. We've been watching for a long time. I love the NBA. He truly is one of the most uniquely gifted scorers in the history of basketball. He's created things on the fly. It's amazing his ability to improvise and drain shots at a high rate. However, and you said this, in the postseason, when it matters, particularly rounds two and beyond, he wilts, either an aversion to take big shots or the ability to make them. So not only is it just a height thing that they need to get over, it's this thing that I think Ryan crawls into his head when the games become real. And they got to slay two things. So you're a little more optimistic than I am. I don't think this works at all. If they play Utah, which they would right now in the first round, they lose 4-1. I think they get bounced quick.
Well, keep in mind, Utah didn't have a player on their roster that could guard them. In fact, they played the Ole defense. What am I talking about? They actually stood behind James Harden, forced him to the rim, and he hit floater after floater and dismantled Utah. I don't think Utah's a problem. It's Kawhi Leonard. It's LeBron James. Once upon a time, Golden State,
yeah.
Kevin Durant. Those are the teams that end up being the issues, and now it's my offense versus your defense.
Mm.
And I tell you, when we used to scout Golden State, we would come in and we would look at the roster and the way they would play, and it would kill us. I'm talking about the power forwards and the centers because all of a sudden our power forward on the team was starting, and as a center, I'm sitting on the bench going, man, there's no minutes for me. This thing sucks. The writing was on the wall. So if you're Utah, you go, dang, are we going to stay with Gobert or are we going to go small to match up?
Yeah.
And now Gobert ends up being a scorer versus the Houston Rockets, and that's not necessarily the way that Utah plays. So it's the ultimate wild card. It's the ultimate wild card because you don't know how to play against it.
All right. Talking to Ryan Hollins with us here. Ryan, 10 years in the NBA, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Ryan, I think, first of all, I think the player I'm about to bring up, I think he will absolutely get traded. And I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm a Knicks fan, and I said this to Tiki yesterday. As bad as they are, and they're always bad, I still manage, you know, I'm not sitting there tip to buzzer. There's no way I'm going to subject myself to that nonsense. But I still watch them, you know, first half, couple of minutes, second half, couple of minutes every night. And I got to be honest, as much as I watch basketball, I did not know Marcus Morris was quite this good. If Marcus Morris goes to the Clippers, it's a wrap. If Morris gets dealt to the Lakers, it's a wrap. Forget about D'Angelo Russell and all these other players who might get dealt. To me, that's the guy who swings the pendulum the most. Do you agree or no?
Well, I wouldn't say the most. If I'm going to say the most, I might look to Andre Iguodala just by respect of if he's healthy He's been there before. He's done it, a former Finals MVP. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't agree with you more as far as him being a valued commodity. Why? He can defend a guy like Kawhi Leonard. He can defend LeBron James. He can defend, for a couple possessions. I would say even a Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'd throw him on him.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, you win with versatility. And when you scream out Marcus Morris' name, it's both the brothers, it's versatility. You got 2 6'8" guys who can shoot a deep three, can make plays, and they got a little bit of dog in them. Maybe a little too much dog in Morris.
Yeah.
But he's got some dog in him. But
he does.
I couldn't agree more. I love what he brings to the lineup. And I played with guys like that. And on the outward appearance, you go, man, this guy's wild. What's he doing? But in the locker room, oh, I love a teammate like Marcus Morris.
Yeah.
You love those type of teammates, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I absolutely know what I'm talking about.
I can't stand him on the other end.
Exactly.
I'm glad you're on my side.
Everybody else hates him, but you love him because he's your teammate. Now, let me get back to Andre Iguodala, who you just bring up. He's obviously with Memphis, but he's not even in the state. He's not even around. And the players have too much power. I know he's involved with the union, like one of the big wigs in the union from a player's perspective, but he's literally doing nothing, earning $17 million. Now he's putting out demands that if you don't trade me to one or three specific teams, then I'm going to sit out the entire season. It's like he really has Memphis like in a bind. Is this fair?
He does and he doesn't. I say it's absolutely fair. Why? Because if we look at it objectively, and I hear you, when you look at Iguodala, and I'm a fan, I'm going, man, what's this guy doing? He should be reporting. He should be playing.
Yeah.
This thing is ugly. So look at it twofold. Look at what the organizations do. As soon as you're done with your years of service or you cannot play at a high level, what do? We get dumped.
Mm-hmm.
We get moved on from. We're no longer an asset. If the right number comes across the board or the right scenario, we are traded, and we find out on Twitter. So anytime that a player has an opportunity to exercise his value, I believe it is still strongly swayed in the favor of the organizations. And, yeah, in the NBA, it's more of a players' league, guys. I mean, compared to the NFL, we're all quarterbacks in a sense that one quarterback, you know, Tom Brady, if he has anything left, he goes to another team, he immediately changes the dynamic of the team. They get better. One good NBA player changes your entire franchise, money-wise, earnings, winnings. You go from the outhouse to the penthouse. You make it into the playoffs or even championship consideration, guys, and we've seen it before. So that's why the players are starting to have this value. And we're talking about Andre Iguodala, as you said earlier.
Okay, so that's Ryan Hollins, 10 years in the NBA, Big Three analyst, ESPN. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, what's up with the Philadelphia 76ers? Even Ben Simmons is saying, we're soft. Like, we can't get it done. BT and I talked about this yesterday. It feels like sometimes they don't even care. Are they in trouble?
It's too early to hit the panic button. They are in the Eastern Conference. We've seen LeBron James, and I don't want to compare him to LeBron, what he did in the East, but LeBron didn't look too great around this time of the year, and he was able to turn it on. And when you look at that roster, Toby and Bede and Simmons, that's a nightmare for any team to match up against. And, no, they're not playing well right now. I think you'd have to question leadership showing up on a night-to-night basis. And Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, to say the least, those two have to figure out and haven't quite figured out how to play with each other. That was a lot better with Jimmy Butler. Keep in mind, they pushed the NBA champs, okay, to a buzzer beater away from having a chance to go on and obviously shock the world, because let's just assume Golden State gets hurt the way they did, they could have been NBA champs. But that is a roster that gives Elton Brand, who's one of the best GMs in our game, a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. Do I trade away the best center in the game, or do I move on from arguably one of the most dynamic and versatile young players that we have to come in Ben Simmons?
That's a tough one, man. I would, boy. I know Embiid is, I think Embiid is definitely better. Mm-hmm. I just think he is. But he's missed a lot of time. Simmons can't shoot the three. There's a lot. I could go either way. That is not an easy call.
No.
That's a tough one, actually.
Well, the question is, who do you build around, B?
I would go with Embiid.
So Embiid's the best center in the game, but I'm going to make a case for Ben Simmons. If you build around Ben Simmons, you open the floor all the way up.
True.
And you got four shooters around him. Now with four shooters, I don't give a darn if you can't hit the backside of a Bron, of a barn.
Mm-hmm. Or LeBron's head.
To you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then if I go into a small lineup and you're playing power forward, who the heck guards you?
That's true.
You're right.
You can pump. Yeah, he's going to rebound and post up, you know, one through three. And you put four on him, he's just going to run pick and roll all day. So it's a dangerous situation. And you don't want another guy to go to another team and then he flourishes. You go, what the heck, man? We made a mistake. That's a GM's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Give me 20 seconds on this because we got to bounce. Ryan Hollins with us here doing a good job. But you mentioned Elton Brand is one of the good, really good young GMs, mm-hmm. one of the good GMs, period. Let's say Ryan Hollins is a GM and you've got your choice between Zion or Ja Morant for the next 7 to 10 years. Who are you picking?
I take Ja Morant. He fits. He shoots it well. He plays well from deep. He's just as an elite as an athlete, and he is a unicorn at the point guard position. Guys, the only ones that we can compare him to is athletically Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to start searching, and he's got a handle like Jamal Crawford.
Oh.
I mean, and then now he's showing that like he's a dog.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know he was a dog.
Me neither. No, he's subtweeting against Iguodala.
I know
he is a dog. I hear you. I said the same thing. I could see why others might go Zion. That came up about 2 weeks ago, and I actually said Ja Morant myself. All right, big boy. I know I'll be seeing you. You're still playing in the big three, right? You're not going to retire yet, are you?
Nah, man, I ain't retiring. I'm working out right now.
Strap it on
man.
One
y'all
more year.
Y'all cutting into workout time.
Yeah, get back in there, man. I want to see some more muscles when I show up and call some games. Let's go. All right,
Hey, fellas, you guys sound amazing, man. Thanks for having me on. Man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Y'all know that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Ron. It's always a pleasure, buddy. I'll see you this summer for sure. One of the good, smart guys. Good analyst as well.
He's awesome. Feels like it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.